What about the long-term
Yeah.
complications of anthracyclines?
Those are something that I'm very careful to mention to patients. And I think that it's important, actually, amongst other things, from a medical legal point of view, to make sure that people are aware of some of the really terrible downsides of adjuvant chemotherapy. Now, they're rare. They're somewhere in the range of, for something like AC times four, is somewhere in the range about 0.5% risk of developing leukemia or a pre-leukemic-like state. And those forms of leukemia will eventually cause your death. Those are chemotherapy-associated leukemia or myelodysplastic syndrome, and they're not very treatable. So that is something that patients should be aware of. And of course, the other issue is the issue of cardiac toxicity from anthracyclines. And that's something that everyone should be aware of because somewhere in the range, a similar range of 0.5% to 1% of people will develop significant falls in the left ventricular ejection fraction. Now, I don't routinely take every patient and have them get a MUGA study before their adjuvant chemotherapy. Most of the adjuvant chemotherapy regimens stay well away from the total dose that would be associated with higher risks of congestive failure. Nonetheless, if a patient is in the older part of the distribution or has any really serious cardiac risk factors, long-standing history of hypertension, any real documented cardiovascular disease, those patients I do get a MUGA on, at least so that I can tell if the question gets raised later that I can repeat the MUGA. But the total dose of anthracyclines is generally low enough that only a few patients develop congestive failure. I think, however, that it's very important in patients who are at risk for that, the older part, the patients who have cardiac histories, to do some kind of documentation about their cardiac status and also to communicate with a patient that there is that risk despite screening so that no one comes back later and says that they weren't informed of such a risk. Incidentally, one of the things that is underutilized in adjuvant online program is that there are toxicity sheets for patients. And those toxicity sheets, I think, are very important because if you look at a program like adjuvant, it seems to talk mostly in terms of the graphics about what benefits you might get from adjuvant therapy. But of course, any balanced discussion includes discussion of the toxicities as well. So if you want to look up the percentage of risk of developing congestive failure with that regimen, and it actually extracts data from the clinical studies of the regimen. So if you want to know what the reported risks of anemia are in the dose-dense study, the numbers are there. Now, having said that, I think that in general, we're very poor in documenting toxicity. So I don't know how reliable those numbers are from the trials, but at least in terms of the evidence that we have at hand, it's available there. The other thing that we don't do with toxicity is we generally actually underplay them in publications. So they'll be just a simple table. And we don't actually analyze very well who the people are who get those toxicities. So whether or not, for instance, age affects the risk. So there isn't the individualization that goes on for estimates of benefit, that goes on for estimates of toxicity.